Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you going?
Fantastic tune, by the way, that last one.
I'm going very
well, thank you. Right, we've got something. Well,
that was a big sigh.
I get a lot of stuff sent to me about sharks because I love them.
Yeah, right.
And I tend not to talk about them all the time, but this, I found out about this one the other day. We've got to talk about stuff like this. I know there's lots of other stuff going on in the world that's quite important, but this is as well, I think.
I believe you.
A recent global assessment of shark populations at 371 coral reefs in 58 countries found no sharks or almost 20% of reefs.
Oh, no.
And alarmingly low numbers at many others. The international study, which involved over 100 scientists under the Global Finprint Project, gave New Zealand a good score, but that's because they focused on coral reefs. It included only one region, and that's the Kermadec Islands.
Oh,
which
okay.
I knew nothing about.
Oh, you didn't know about?
Didn't know about them,
there
which I found out about them. But I've got to say something about Wikipedia.
Oh,
really? Because someone obviously didn't think anybody had ever looked this up. Because I looked it up and it said, oh yeah, 1,000 k's northeast of New Zealand, they can only be accessed by private boat or charter vessel. Around 16 islands, population about 6. Why didn't you do your job? Around
16.
I can imagine if
about,
it was like,
about 16.
If it was like 800 islands, someone couldn't be bothered to count them. But how long would it have taken you?
To count 16-ish. And then 16-ish islands.
About 6 people.
If anybody knows exactly how many islands are in the Kermadecs, please text in on 5395. I'm sure that's definitely something a BFM listener would know.
Why don't you just edit it on Wikipedia yourself?
Or add a citation. This person doesn't know what they're talking about.
I could do a whole segment on that, but I'm going to have to... Anyway, it's a different story around the main islands of New Zealand. Many coastal shark species may be in decline, as less than 0.5% of territorial waters is protected by marine reserves.
Oh, no.
Oh, we talked about marine reserves on the show yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So
very
you
different.
Go.
Very different.
Different, but,
okay.
You know,
kettle of fish,
the
though.
Same.
Kettle of fish. Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you very much.
Getting the old fish puns going. In New Zealand, there are more than 100 species of shark, rays. I'm going to have a couple of words here that I'm going to attempt to pronounce them if I don't get them right.
Say it confidently, Rob, and no one
Chimeras, will know. Which are distantly related to sharks. And rays.
Oh, we got rays. We know
and
what rays
appeared
are.
In the oceans about 420 million years ago.
Whoa.
It should have been 420, but I thought I'd just be a bit, I'd say 420.
I was just going to say, did you make that up? Was it 419?
No, it was 420 million years ago. They belong to a group of fish called the Conrictians, which have skeletons of cartilage instead of bones. Right, this is where it starts to get a bit horrible. 55% of New Zealand species are listed as not threatened. Not so encouraging is that 32% of the species are listed as data deficient.
So that means there's not enough info.
So they don't know, they have no idea what's going on. 77% of species live in waters that are under 200 metres. So that's why it's hard to get things
around. Okay, I was going to say, it's too deep for us to go.
77% of species live... Oh, hang on. 7 species are fully protected under the Wildlife Act, but they're mostly large migratory species such as giant manta ray and some threatened extinction, which include great whites, basking sharks, whale sharks and oceanic white tip.
Oh dear, that's not good at all, is it?
Yeah. Historically, basking sharks were caught as a bycatch and you used to be able to see them all over the gaff. Right, you can't see any anymore now.
Sharks all over the gaff.
And finning has been illegal throughout New Zealand since 2014. I'm surprised.
Isn't that crazy
that late.
I was going to say 2014 was just like 6 years ago. That's not long ago at all.
Someone texted and said there are exactly 7 islands in the Kermadec group, 1 large rock and 4 stones.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Are they slagging off some of the islands, being like, nah, that's not an island, it's just a big stone, that one?
I think in Scotland, if a piece of land was big enough to put a sheep on it, they'd call it an island.
Oh,
was that the official rule?
That is the official rule. Right, see, I can I pull this useless information out of my mind all the time.
It's the mine trench. That's why it's the mine trench.
Most New Zealand shark fisheries are considered sustainable, but sustainable fisheries must be sustained at low levels. What they're saying is it takes a long time for a shark to have, but to get sexually mature, then have like the live shark. So other fish, they have millions of eggs, and there's millions of them.
But sharks aren't like that.
Australia's got the what shark have they got?
Big ones.
School sharks have recently been added to the critically endangered list.
Oh dear, this is not looking great for sharks, is it?
What they reckon is the best thing to do is just stop doing it. Stop shark fishing.
Yeah, I didn't realise, excuse my ignorance, but I didn't realise shark fishing was such a thing.
Yeah. Several countries have recently established large shark sanctuaries. These countries tend to have ecotourism industries that provide economic incentives for protection. Live sharks can be more valuable than dead ones.
Amen to that.
So, yeah, that's really, really bad. But let's stop doing it.
We've had some more Kermadec texts, and somebody said the biggest island in the Kermadecs is Raoul, and there's a few smaller, but they're not sure exactly how many. And they said it has a huge, it's huge. Raoul Island is huge and has a very interesting history. So maybe we could do a Kermadec mine trench one day, Rob.
Yes. Right, now this one, I thought I'd find out, it's really funny. This is the most well-known, this is one of the most well-known stories, or should I say folk tales. It appears in almost every world culture, in every continent. Do you know what it is?
What?
Cinderella.
Oh.
True.
Cinderella, the earliest known version originated in China in the mid-19th century. Actually written.
Yeah.
Same sort of story. And it was in North America, the Algonquin people had a Cinderella myth known as Rough Face Girl. It's been in all over Africa, multiple versions. England had one called Tattercoats.
Tattercoats?
The French version was what Walt Disney used.
Yep.
With that one. It's Cinderella. In Germany, Iraq, Iran, India, Pakistan.
Really?
All over
have
the place. But it's
slightly different, right?
While each version vary in some degree, the general tale centres around a kind but oppressed character persecuted by the step family.
So the step family features
in
most
all
of them. All of them.
Scholars disagree as to how many versions there are. Ranging from 340 to 3,000.
Wow, there's a lot of data insufficient maybe in the middle there.
Maybe that keeps them going at dinner parties and stuff, just arguing all the time.
Just no. The best version's the Icelandic version.
That really, really quite amazed me, actually.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's a great fact. Thank you very much,
That's
Rob.
Quite all right. Now, I hadn't written a poem this week, but I've been looking through my book. And I actually did one over lockdown, and I actually put a new verse in it.
And this one was a favourite from the BFM listeners. So I'm going to hit your sting,
okay. Rob. Okay. Oh, sorry. I'll listen.
You got to get your headphones on.
Yeah, here we go.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
That's just so good. This was to Ronnie and Reg, the Magpie Twins. I see every week when I go shopping. All right, Ronnie, how you doing, Reg? I'm just schlepping down the supermarket for my weekly meat and two veg. I always stop for a chat. I talk about this and you talk about that. And last week, Ronnie told me he dive-bombed the cat. Then Reggie had a double laugh when he said he dropped the same cat in an ornate plastic over-the-top bird bath. You got a bad rep and I don't know why. I think you're well smart and you can fly. Maybe it's because you've got a wicked-looking beak. I don't know about that. All I know is us three are solid. See you next week.
Hey.
Nice.
Got to click into the microphone for that one.
Thank you
very much, Rob. I enjoyed the ornate bird bath. That's the new bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Good addition.
A plastic over the top.
Fantastic. Definitely seen a few of those on my lockdown walks. Well, cheers for that, Bard of Bollocks.
Okay, thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
You've picked us a track this morning. What have we got?